This is Wisdom by the Sea podcast, the space for thought-provoking messages to inspire, motivate, and elevate you to live your best life. Listen as you start your mornings being present and mindful. Set the tone for your day or close out your night with words of love, affirmation, and support. Learn how to release stress and tap into the power of love. Elevate and master your mindset for a more harmonious and balanced life. It's an exciting journey as host, author, and poet Fiona Wright takes the lead.
Good morning, my beautiful one. Rise and shine. Good night, my beautiful friend. It's time to settle your mind. And good day. Good day, my brother, my sister. Hope your day is going awesome. Thank you for taking time out, whether it's morning, afternoon, or night, to listen to these few words where we could honor our mind, our body, our soul. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful morning. It's a blessed night. And we're grateful that we are alive and well and ready to take on a new day with vigor and with great anticipation, with new learning and the enjoyment of the vast and beautiful nature. God has given us this space to share in. This is our space. This is our life. This is our choice to make this time good and better our best. It's the cards we've been dealt with. It's the opportunity that's been given to us in clear view. And sometimes, let's be honest, it's like being in a maze where certain things, even though it's really close, it's seemingly hidden. It's up to us to settle our minds, our busy, busy, busy minds, our endless desires that oftentimes seem so difficult and seemingly going on and on and on, and we can't seem to settle. We get something that we've been praying for, and sometimes we don't even realize that it's already here. We're asking for more. Hello, it's called being human. And so as we navigate being human, we ask that our experience today and for this new day given to us, that we will do so with an open mind and we'll reduce the judgment that we put on ourselves. We'll reduce judgment that we put on anybody else. And we'll also try to settle trying to envy or trying to grasp something that somebody else has that we don't. It's called jealousy. And so we ask that we are grateful. We take inventory of the blessings that we have. And we allow this moment to just say thank you. We're going to do this deliberately. Asking that our imagination and our consciousness and our thoughts are all cleared. Even for a moment. It's kind of like emptying this plate. It's kind of like taking out all the rubbish out of our basket. It's as in the olden days, it's like bringing our sacrifice to the altar. All of it. Sometimes we'll think that it's not good enough. Sometimes we're thinking it's too good and we don't want to part with it. But for right now, we're bringing it all. Bringing it all to the altar. And in exchange, we are asking that God, our Creator, will renew our minds, will renew our body, will renew our soul. And while this process is intricate, it's spiritual, it's physical, it's emotional, sometimes it's tangible, it's intangible, it's seen, it's unseen, we'll stay away from trying to figure out all the details and instead switch our thoughts to the one who created us, to the one who created this vast and wonderful universe, to the one who has no beginning and no end, to the one who's giving us this very air that we breathe, to the one God, the source of all. We say thank you. We say thank you, God Almighty, for bringing us into this space, for bringing our minds to settle just for a moment, to insert the very important words from our soul. Thank you. Thank you, God, for life. Thank you, God, for this precious gift that you've given us for us to enjoy, to live, laugh, love, and learn, and to repeat. We have this opportunity to repeat this. And so, with these words from our soul, from our mind, from our body, we say thank you. We are so grateful that you love us. We are so grateful for being able to love in return and to tap into that very important alignment between God and our soul, that we're able to really and truly enjoy the power of love, to invite more of that into our lives, to see people as God's own, so that we go beyond anger, we go beyond holding people up for seemingly hurting us or for doing mistakes. And we're quick to forgive. Why? Because we also are apt to make mistakes. We are apt to hurt, not intentionally, but sometimes it happens. It's called being human. And so in this moment, we are grateful for the opportunity to have a clean slate. So today can be lived in a way that we understand that this is a gift, that this day will never come again, and that tomorrow is an idea. So for right now in this moment, we are going to live it up. We're going to laugh. We're going to go beyond the things that will hold us down and prevent us from truly living our best life. Our best life is not attached to a new car, a new house, to money in the bank. Our best life is attached to the fact that we are alive and well. We can love. We can be here, being loving to each other, and most importantly, being loving to ourselves. And so we are grateful for this absolute gift that God has given us. And so in this moment, be it morning, afternoon, or night, we bring everything in alignment through the power of love. And we say, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for this awesome, precious moment in time where we finally take a look at ourselves and say, wow, thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity to be alive and to be well and to know that you love us and we have support no matter what. Breathe that one in. Breathe that one in. And so, as we come to a close, I send to you love. I send to you clarity. I send to you peace of mind in case you're struggling with anything. I pray that you have the ability to let go of things that no longer serve you. I pray that we allow peace of our mind, body, and soul to really take a hold of us, that we can really experience life the way God granted it to us. And so in this moment, as we ponder on these words, as we ponder on these thoughts, we give thanks to God Almighty for bringing this wisdom. And again, this is Fiona, your sister in spirit, and I come to you with love. And I come to you under the umbrella of Wisdom by the Sea, sending you much love, much peace, much joy, much happiness. Until we connect next time in the near future, one love, one big love, peace.